This is Loser Nation Radio.
Hello and welcome to the broadcast. Today we're going to be talking about the propensity for violence some of us have when confronted by hostile classmates. Not everyone is equipped to take this punishment day in and day out. In fact, very few people are. I know there are some of you, perhaps many of you, who have contemplated suicide rather than face another day of pain in school. Others of you, no doubt, would like to walk into school with a loaded shotgun and blast open the skulls of some of the more vile and insulting members of your class, whose sole function in life seems to be to make your life miserable. While the thought of shredding someone's body to pieces and donating their organs to science may seem like an attractive idea, it's counterproductive and indeed criminal. If caught, you will be prosecuted, and if convicted, fed to the sharks. Anyway, killing a fellow human being, even if they are part of the system, is neither what Loser Nation advocates, nor is it something that is cause for celebration. Physical violence of any kind against a classmate is never justified unless it's in self-defense. And even then, beware, because if you use more force than is required to defend yourself, it's likely to get you into more trouble than you might realize. These people who torment you and make your life miserable are often acting out of confidence, confidence that they're in the majority and you are in the minority. They assume that just because you're different, you should be singled out for constant harassment. I realize that this is a very delicate subject and that some of you are convinced that the only way to get some of these people off your back is to meticulously plan and execute an attack of some sort that renders your tormentors paralyzed from the neck down, or perhaps even dead. Please don't do this. I know, it's easy for me to say that when you're the one whose spirit has been broken by these subhuman animals. Have you ever had that feeling after someone has done something really nasty to you in front of all your classmates, that feeling of wanting to cry but like holding it in, but also feeling that at that moment you could turn around and walk up to the person who has done this to you and literally gouge their eyeballs out with your bare fingers? I know that it's not easy to coexist peacefully with those who hurt you and torment you. I realize that many of you are very clever and will study my words carefully and perhaps come to the conclusion that there is a way to get even without getting in trouble. That is, a way to destroy these people without being prosecuted, convicted, and fed to the sharks. Some of you will think, well, maybe if I plan this out carefully, I can get these people to attack me so viciously that I'll have the right to use deadly force to defend myself, and later claim that I felt my life was being threatened, thereby exculpating me from legal liability. I must admit that I'm impressed by your quick thinking and creative interpretation of my message, but no. While this is quite ingenious, it goes against the spirit of everything Loser Nation stands for. But still, in some of you, the will to kill remains. I can't cure you of these tendencies if you happen to have them, and while I'm sympathetic to these feelings, they cannot be condoned. These subhumans who perniciously prey on us are the symptom. The system is the disease. But let me say this very clearly. Killing another human being, even if they are the subhuman animals who torment us, is a sign of weakness, a sign that you couldn't muster enough intelligence or creativity to deal with the problems you face nonviolently. I really mean this. Loser Nation, as an organization, needs people who are about to snap, to join its ranks and pour that limitless energy into constructive ventures that in the long run will serve to show the system what we're capable of, especially when we give something all of our time and all of our energy. So please, consider becoming a Loser Nation citizen today.
Thanks for joining us. Visit us on the web at losernation.com.